From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California's aging dams are a concern for experts who investigated the Oroville spillway crisis. Capital Public Radio's Randall White has more on a hearing held Wednesday about the report saying systematic long-term failures led to the evacuation of 180,000 people last February.
Leaders from the Department of Water Resources and the independent forensic team that looked into the Oroville issue answered questions from an assembly committee. Committee member Jim Patterson is a Fresno Republican. He asked the head of the investigation team, John France, what keeps him up at night.
Do you have any concerns that there are other ticking time bombs because of the structure, because of the overconfidence, because of the complacency?
We're right now not digging as deeply as we need to find those ticking time bombs, if you like. And hopefully this will be a lesson our industry will take to heart.
France says the average age of dams throughout the state is 50 years or greater, but fixing any problems found would cost more money than the state has traditionally allocated. DWR says it's working to improve communication and defended itself against claims that it's strictly a reactive organization, citing examples where it has been proactive with infrastructure projects in recent years. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Well, the California Community College System would launch its own online school next year under Governor Jerry Brown's budget plan.
We also are funding an online community college that is targeted at people who are in the workforce and they need to upgrade their skills and get an opportunity to improve their lives.
The proposal calls for setting aside $100 million of state education funds to start the school, with another $20 million in ongoing spending to help run it. Community College's Chancellor Eloy Ortiz Oakley says it'll focus on offering job skills certificate courses to Californians who do not have college degrees.
There are many for-profits that have their sights set on these learners, and we feel that a public, affordable, quality option is the best option.
The plan calls for students to begin enrolling in 2019. Oakley calls the timeline aggressive. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.